AP News, I'm Haya Pinchwani. President Donald Trump has announced he's ending all trade negotiations with Canada because of a television ad opposing U.S. tariffs. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
My fellow Americans,
the ad created by Ontario's government features President Reagan's 1987 radio address on trade. Both his presidential foundation and President Trump say the ad misrepresents the address. Just 2 weeks ago, the president hosted Prime Minister Mark Carney here at the White House and said reaching a trade deal with Canada is complicated.
We have a natural conflict. It's a natural business conflict.
And last night, he cut off talks on a deal. This morning, White House economist Kevin Hassett said the president's been frustrated by the talks.
The Canadians have been very difficult to negotiate with.
But Carney says the two nations have made progress.
We stand ready to pick up on that progress.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
An erratic tropical storm is bringing strong winds and flooding to parts of the Caribbean. The AP's Jennifer King.
Tropical storm Melissa is nearly stationary in the Caribbean, dumping rain and causing damage in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Forecasters warn it's expected to strengthen. Jamie Rome is deputy director at the National Hurricane Center.
Up to 20 inches of rain are possible. If those rains were to occur, you're talking about catastrophic flooding potential, and in the case of Jamaica, potentially during when the heavy winds are occurring.
Haiti's Civil Protection Agency said two people were killed in a landslide already in Port-au-Prince, and an elderly man was killed by a falling tree. Authorities opened shelters, closed schools, and have been making preparations. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. stocks hit records today after an update on inflation came in a bit less painful than feared. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% and topped its prior all-time high. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the sentencing of an Israeli man.
A court in Cyprus has sentenced an Israeli businessman to 5 years in prison. Shimon Mistriel Aikut was accused of developing and selling luxury apartment complexes in the breakaway northern part of the island without permission of the land's Greek Cypriot owners. Last week, he pleaded guilty to 40 counts of building and selling apartments in the region. The case is one of several where Cypriot authorities seek to bust developers and realtors who illegally make money off Greek Cypriot properties. The land's rightful owners can't access it as they're located in the Turkey-backed region. The criminal case also underscores the deeply contentious property rights in Cyprus, which was split in 1974. After the 75-year-old sentencing, a prosecuting attorney said the case sends a clear message that illegally buying or selling Greek Cypriot land in the north is a crime. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.